relationship with you. And then I'll go share that with others, verse 13. Deliver me from the guilt, in verse 14, of the bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. You can't help when the Lord renews a right spirit in us, when the Lord re-energizes us, he reminds us of our salvation. You can't help but go and declare the righteousness of God. Lord, renew a right spirit in me. Help me to start thinking right. And may I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, and you can put yourself in whatever age group you want yourself to be in, but the renewal and revival and energy and being excited about serving God is not an exclusive thing for young people. No one ever said in Scripture that loving the Lord with great passion, loving the Lord with great excitement and great renewal is only for 20-somethings. Read this text with me in Psalm 71, beginning of verse 17. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed. Any takers? That us or not, right? If you fit the bill, listen to what he says. Now that I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got gray hair and you consider yourself in that older generation, there is a younger generation that needs you. They need you. The Lord's church depends on two things. Sometimes we say that the Lord's church depends on new growth, young people, youth, making sure that we've got a renewal coming behind, that the numbers can continue over the years. May I also suggest to you, friends, that that doesn't do us a lot of good if there is not an older generation willing to guide and lead and instruct. There is a reason we have elders in the Lord's congregation, right? There's a reason why that it is older men who have seen and experienced and know certain things that can only come with time. That the Lord says, those are the men that we are to choose to lead God's people in a location. You are not useless because you feel like you're aging. You don't have to feel like you have no purpose in the Lord's kingdom anymore. Don't feel like that there's no purpose or no function for you any longer. There is a great place for all generations, and particularly to an older generation. He implores you in this text to spend time declaring to a younger generation the great benefit of God. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You have shown me great and severe trouble. Shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. That's the God you serve. Lord, remind me, revive me, renew me. When I'm old, when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling like I don't have a place anymore, when I feel like the time has swiftly passed me by, renew in me a right spirit that says I still have a place and function in your kingdom. There is still a purpose for me. There is a generation that needs the word of God declared to them. Encourage me to know the benefits I can bring to your purposes and cause. And then God can bring revival by perfecting that which concerns me. I want you to see some language here in Psalm 138. In Psalm 138, verse 7. The psalmist says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. I want you to notice some language in this text. He did not say, by the way. See, there's a mistake sometimes made where people think, well, if I serve the Lord, then nothing but good will ever happen to me, right? There won't be another negative thing ever happen. That's the message that a lot of folks present on Sunday morning television. That's the message we're bombarded with from religious leaders, is that just choose God and everything will be great. You'll never have another concern and anxiety. There won't be a pain. Your back pain will go away instantaneously. Everything that you've had that troubles you will be gone. The problem is, you and I know that's not true. You know what God said? He did not say he would take every troublesome thought away from you. He said he would perfect them all. He would strengthen you in all of them. He will complete you in all of them. You see, sometimes we're convinced that if there's any difficulty or hardship, that somehow God has failed me. Somehow God has let me down. Somehow God has not lived up to the expectations. Somehow he is not what he claims to have been, and that's not what he's promised me. He said, Brian, I will perfect, I will strengthen, I will be there with every troublesome thought, every anxious moment, everything that you endure, I will be there. Lord, remind me of that. You know what's been amazing to me over the years has been to watch. Do you know who people blame every time a problem comes? What do they say? Why did God do this to me? Can I just refresh you real quick where pain and sorrow and sadness and difficulty came from? Go back in the book of Genesis and start reading. And you will find very swiftly and very quickly that everything was great when man listened to God. But the moment Adam and Eve chose to take of the fruit that they had been forbidden from, after the serpent had beguiled them, they became accountable for their sinful actions. May I remind you that it was Satan who introduced this problem? I have yet to ever hear anybody say in my life, Satan, why are you doing this to me?